This program for Genitalia in October is called The Image Breakers, which deals with music by, well, first of all, they asked for to focus on composers in the century, sort of as a almost like a millennial concert, focusing on the landmarks or landmark composers. Mm-hmm. So I've chosen, you know, since there's so many, and it's so hard to make a short program from when there's so much music to choose from. I did select then, as I said, works from my new disc by Lou Harrison and Henry Cowell, as well as works by Japanese composer Toru Takemitsu, Frederick Jevsky, who's sort of the featured composer during the whole Solo Flight series. Mm-hmm. A new work that was written for me by a Cuban composer, Guido Lopez Gavilan. It's a wonderful semi-theatrical piece that deals with a man who goes, it's called Kaleidotropic, and it's a fantasy about a person who sort of falls into this world where he becomes not only the narrator of the piece, but he becomes the father, the son, and the witch doctor. And it's this kind of almost voodoo-esque, sensual fantasy, dealing with a lot of very Afro-Caribbean and Latin rhythms. It's a very exciting piece. It's a very evocative piece as well. So there's that, as well as a group of three pieces by, one short piece by Frank Zappa from his larger work called Little House I Used to Live In, a new piece by Louis Andreessen called Image de Moreau, based on the artwork of Gustave Moreau. Mm. This is like a short toccata. And then the famous Sonatina by Conlon Mancaro, which was the last piece he wrote before he turned to writing for the player piano, where he spent 40 years writing a series of player piano studies that sort of explored the complexity of rhythm and tempo, extreme tempo, that humans were no longer able to actually perform live. But the Sonatina sort of foreshadows the coming of these player piano studies. So all in all, it's a collection of many short pieces that sort of all reflect this idea of these composers that I felt actually have broken images or changed the way we see in the images of life, the images of music. And just like from a title, you look at a title of a piece and you may have already a preconceived idea of what you think it's going to be about, and they completely change it. It also goes with the whole experimental nature of so many of these composers, like Jevsky, like Mancaro, Zappa being the iconoclast that he was. Mancaro, as well as Henry Cowell, I mean, being one of the first, most historic of all of them.
It's a great program.
Thanks. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Looking forward to it.